Welcome to the course, Vinayak's Big Dreams. Vinayak is a young Maharashtrian boy who lives in a chawl in Mumbai city with his aai and sister. He aspires to get a good job and settle down in his life. Also, Vinayak is very close to his mother. So come on now, let's go over to their house where aai is trying to wake him up.
Vinayak, get up. You will be late for your interview.
Aai, let me sleep for some more time. I won't get the job anyway. Oh wait, how can I forget the Akashvani? This time, I will get the job.
Akashvani? You mean the radio channel?
No, the voice from the heavens.
Section 2. Decoding an interview. As you heard, Vinayak's aai was quite surprised when she heard about Akashvani. Do you also want to know what it is? Well then, let's start from the very beginning. 10 days ago, Vinayak had gone for an interview for the post of junior salesman in BUH Limited, a big FMCG company. Unfortunately, he didn't get the job. Disheartened with the rejection, he sat on the seashore near a vada pav stall and wondered.
I gave all the answers, but I didn't get the job.
Maybe because I didn't have any recommendation.
Oh God, where did I go wrong?
You didn't present yourself attractively. The interviewer was looking for the best fit candidate.
Who's that?
This is Akashvani, the magical voice from the heavens. And I'm here to help you get the job you want.
Attractive enough? But I gave all the answers.
Vinayak, let's assume you had to choose between two similar products in a shop. And one of these was packaged beautifully. Which one would you prefer?
Obviously, the better packaged one.
In the same way, the interviewer will prefer a candidate who can present himself well. An attractive package of skills plus appropriate behavior.
So, what you're saying is that we can think of an interview as a process of selling our skills?
Absolutely. An interview is a formal meeting where the company representative observes your behavior and asks you relevant questions to see if you suit their needs.
How do they decide that?
It is very simple. Actually, you will be the best fit candidate if they think that you can give your best and perform in the given job properly. So, it is important that you prepare well before going for an interview.
Module 1, Section 3. Things to do before an interview. For Vinayak, Akashvani was an eye-opener. For the first time ever, he understood the real purpose of an interview. So now, he wanted to prepare well the next time. Well, the only problem was he didn't know how to do that. So, hoping to hear from the Akashvani again, he went to the seashore and looked up in the sky and asked a question. Do you want to know what his question was? Let's hear it.
What can I do to prepare well for an interview?
Vinayak, here are three magic tips to help you succeed. Know about the company and what they need. Dress appropriately before you proceed. Spruce up your resume, but do not mislead.
Thanks, but why do I need to learn about the company?
Well, it will serve three purposes. First, it will help you be better prepared to handle questions. Then, it will enable you to leave a favorable impression on the interviewer. Finally, it will allow you to decide whether you want to work for this company.
Oh yes, in today's interview, the company representative asked me which products their company sold. I guess if I had the first golden arrow, know about the company and what they need, I would have been able to answer. But how can I find more about the company and the job?
You can talk to someone who works in the company. It can even be a peon or a receptionist or someone you already know. You may also view their ads on TV. If possible, you can even visit a cyber cafe to view the company website.
Company website?
Yes, all companies have websites. You can go through the About Us page to know more.
So far, Akashvani has described the first golden arrow. Know about the company and what they need. For Vinayak, this information was nothing less than magic. He felt so strong and wanted to learn more. So now, let's go back to Akashvani for inputs on the second golden arrow. Dress appropriately before you proceed.
I have seen that interviewers judge people by the way they look. Nobody cares if you are good at work.
Vinayak, this notion is not true. It is important to look good in an interview because it shows how serious or committed you are about the job. Like I have said earlier, an interview is a formal meeting. This means you have to look presentable, clean and tidy.
Okay, so what can I do to look presentable?
Always wear clean and ironed clothes to an interview. Also, make sure that your shoes are polished, your hair are neatly combed, and your nails are cut. Similarly, for women, they should wear well-ironed sari or a salwar suit with minimal jewelry.
Oh, I didn't know any of this.
Besides this, remember that you have to continue to look presentable. So, reach half an hour early. You can wait at the reception. This will give you time to cool off and dry your sweat. Carry an extra shirt, in case your shirt gets wet in rain. Always carry a towel to wipe your sweat and a comb to fix your hair. Vinayak, now let me ask you a question.
So far, the Akashvani has given away the first two golden arrows. So now, it's time for third golden arrow now. Spruce up your resume, but do not mislead. Vinayak was really happy. He learned things he had no clue about earlier. Feeling his enthusiasm, Akashvani asked him a question. Wondering what that was? Let's hear it.
Vinayak, do you have a resume?
Oh yes, my friend Damodar, who lives in the next kholi, gave me his resume. I just replaced his name with mine.
Vinayak, do you know that these days, companies do a background verification check? It means that if you don't present genuine information, you can be easily caught. Besides, interviewers are skilled at identifying lies and liars.
Oh, so what do I do now?
You can start by designing a good resume with honest information. Other than this, make sure that you carry all your original documents to the interview. Also carry copies of those documents in a clean plastic folder, just in case it starts to rain. Your documents should remain safe. And mention correct reference numbers.
Thank you so much. You saved my life. Now, I will always carry with me the three golden arrows. I will get to know about the company and what they need. I will dress appropriately before I proceed. I will spruce up my resume, but will not mislead.
Hey, don't go. Wait.
But how am I supposed to design a resume?
Well, for that, you will have to come back to me tomorrow. Till then, best of luck.